You're listening to the E2C Network, podcast by Auburn fans for Auburn fans. Brought to you by the Auburn Uniform Database. Visit them at auburnuniforms.com.
Welcome, Auburn fans, to another week of Hitchcock Hecklers. I'm Chandler Fullman, and I'm joined today by co-host Clint Richardson. Clint, how are you doing today?
I'm good. We got off the season going well.
And we are here to discuss first weekend of the Auburn baseball season. And the Auburn Tigers went 2-1 on the weekend, although they did play nearly four games in terms of innings. They played 35 innings this weekend, as two games went into 13 innings, the last on Saturday and Sunday. Clint, you want to lead us off with how Friday went, what your thoughts were of opening day?
Yeah, so Auburn won Friday 11-2. Davis Daniel got the start, only went two innings from what we've been told since was forearm tightness, and I know you and I will discuss that a little bit later. Elliot Anderson came in and just pitched a gem. Four innings, seven strikeouts, and probably the best outing we've seen out of his career. Carson Skipper finished the game with three innings, only allowing three hits. I mean, attendance was pretty decent for opening day. The weather was terrible. It was misting the entire game. It was pretty cold, and still over 3,000 people showed up because it's finally baseball season.
Yes. Yeah, and like you said, it was great to see the strong outings from Elliot Anderson and Carson Skipper on the mound. And we'll talk more about Carson Skipper later on as he is getting the start tomorrow. We're recording this on Monday, and he will be starting tomorrow on Tuesday versus Alabama A&M. So that will be interesting to see. But from the plate, the perspective looked really good. Seemed like everybody hit. We had a 5-run first inning, and the Georgia Southern pitcher saw 10 hitters. So he went through the lineup one full time. And any time that you go through the lineup one full time in the first inning, you probably have scored some runs. So that was encouraging to see. From a newcomer perspective, the newcomers accounted for four of eight Auburn hits. So 50% of the Auburn hits were from newcomers, and they drove in six runs. So it was great to see some new faces get out there and get started in their Auburn baseball career.
Yeah, and I think I saw the number of there's 18 players on this Auburn squad that played in their first games in an Auburn uniform this weekend. And that's a really big number. And Auburn's going to have these guys step up in a big way real quickly. And I think some of them pretty much did this weekend.
Yes, I would 100% agree with that. But as you were saying, the attendance was 3,053. But the weather was awful.
It was miserable.
it was misty the first five or six innings, and then the last three innings it was just raining. It was raining and it was cold, and I was ready to go home.
Well, you know, it did look worse on TV. Watching the highlights afterwards, it looked like it was just a downpour. It wasn't that bad, but still, sitting in that weather, it's not fun. And thankfully, Auburn got the win, so it was a little bit more fun.
Yeah. Auburn was able to rough up the Georgia Southern starter early on. He only went three innings and gave up seven earned runs. So his ERA, not good. Not good right now.
Well, if the Auburn bats didn't rough him up, the Auburn student section sure did. The section 111 had a fantastic opening weekend, and poor Seth had a good brunt of that opening day too.
We got to thank Rodney and Seth and Christian, along with others, for their fun participation this weekend in our activities. So, but let's go ahead and move on to Saturday. Buddy, Saturday's game.
Well, hold on. Let's just, how about you start with your day real quick? You had a long day and you got out of bed and out of town by what, 7 a.m.?
Yeah, I got up about 6:15, made it to the airport about 7 a.m. The Auburn University, is it the Auburn University Airport?
Or? It's the Auburn Opelika Airport.
Yeah, the Auburn Opelika Airport by about 7 a.m. And let me tell you, not having to go through the TSA and all of the security stuff sure is nice.
Did you take a private jet?
We took a private jet up to Nashville.
Man, it helps knowing people like this guy knows people. I'll tell you that.
Took a private jet up to Nashville and for the basketball game, for the Auburn basketball game. And we were up there. We landed at about 8:15. So left out of here about 7:05, landed about 8:15. And we were eating breakfast at a famous place in Nashville called Monell's. Very good. Highly recommend. I think they need to pay us for that plug. eating breakfast there at about 9 a.m. And then we were inside Memorial Gymnasium by 10:05 or 10:10.
That would have been about a six-hour car trip, yeah, just to get to Nashville, let alone be able to sit down and have a nice breakfast.
Yeah, and we watched the basketball game. I know you and Kyle have already done your show on that, but not the prettiest game. Still ugly, but anytime you get a road win in the SEC, you'll take it. So that was good to see. Game ended about 1, and then made it to the airport by about 1:20, and hopped on the plane and was taken off by about 1:30.
And the Auburn baseball game started at 2.
So about an hour and 15-minute flight again. So we got in about 2:45, 2:50, got out of the airport about 2:55, and I was at the Auburn baseball game by about 3:10. So
that's the craziest turnaround. And I tell you what, you had such a great entrance too, because I had personally killed my voice heckling Friday night, and Saturday was just a very lackluster day from Section 111, and then all of a sudden here you come heckling as you're walking to the seat. So it was like, okay, good, we finally got some good help.
I think it was the guy just struck out.
Yep.
I heard it was weak, dirt, grass, and I was like, might as well get started right now. So grass. And I
don't hurt yourself now. Save it for this weekend.
And I just paraded on in. But and then after 13 innings, or I got there in the fourth inning, so after a full 9 innings of baseball, at about probably 6:30, I headed on over to softball and watched the softball game for the last 3 innings. So
3 sports, 1 day.
I got in
2 states.
I got in 3 sports in 1 day in 2 states, and it made for a full probably 13-14-hour day of watching Auburn athletics.
Well, if your day wasn't long enough, let's talk Saturday's game. This game was stupid long.
Yes. Auburn dropped game 2 of the series 7-5, as I said, in 13 innings, but Clint, I mean, I don't know about you, but I don't think it could have been better weather, and I don't know if I've ever seen a better crowd in Plainsman Park history.
Oh, man, it was beautiful. It was, you know, about 70, 75. There was a decent breeze coming every now and then. Sun was out for most of the day. A full, almost 4,100 people packed the stadium. there were the parking deck and K corner and just about every other corner of the stadium was packed. And, you know, it really felt like this was going to be the best day of baseball. And just looking at the forecast, Sunday was supposed to be pretty wet and nasty. And we were talking about they should really just play two on Saturday and be done with it. Maybe move it up an hour or so and just get this series over with. But they knew better than we did. And then the players had a hand at it and they decided to go basically play two full games anyways. So that was a long, long day. And it almost felt like it was going to be an even longer day with how it started, as just 14, 15 pitches into the game, Tanner Burns with the start just gets drilled by a comebacker to the shoulder, clavicle, forearm kind of area. Still not really sure where he got hit, but he went down and was down for a while. But, man, that kid showed his toughness, and he stayed in to go five innings.
Yeah, that was pretty triumphant. To see Tanner just I wasn't there for that, but I mean, I guess he just wiped it off and said, "Coach, I'm not coming out," and just kept throwing and threw a beautiful five innings of three hit baseball, had seven strikeouts. And after that, the Auburn bullpen, we saw a lot of different guys and a lot of new faces. We saw Brooks Fuller, Will Morrison, Cody Greenhill, Ryan Watson, Garrett Wade, and Peyton Glavin in the final, I guess, eight innings of baseball. So a lot of new faces in there. And but who stood out to you out of the new faces and had a good outing?
Well, I think that these new faces and these young players on the bump is something that Auburn fans are going to have to get used to this year. This pitching staff is pretty deep, but it's also pretty young. And this year might see its fair share of growing pains like we did see this weekend. And, you know, I really expected Cody Greenhill to get in there and the eighth inning it felt like, 7-for-8, and finish it. But he struggled. I thought Ryan Watson did a really good job, but the one guy who really shined on the bump for me was, you know, in a different game, and I know you want to talk about that later too.
Yeah, but from the plate, Auburn also had another solid day. 6 of 9 Auburn Tigers had hits. Judd Ward, my favorite player. I'm going to have to say co-favorite player now, because we'll talk about another guy here in a little bit. But Judd Ward led the day going 3 of 5, and freshman Kaysen Howe was the only other guy with multiple hits, and he went 2 of 4, including the hit that scored the tying RBI in the ninth that sent us to extras. So him, Kaysen Howe, stepping up in that moment in the ninth inning, just as a freshman, was very encouraging to see, as a lot of other freshmen stepped up this weekend as well, as we've already talked about and will continue to talk about. But a guy that I thought had a wonderful, wonderful outing was Ryan Watson. Threw three and a third innings of two-hit baseball, had two strikeouts as well. Very encouraging to see that out of Ryan Watson early on in the season, as he struggled last year, most of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was very encouraging to see that out of the Auburn native, straight out of Auburn High School, coming into his sophomore year.
Yeah, and it's just a shame that Auburn ended up losing that game. I thought Auburn played pretty well, just – Auburn really struggled this weekend with getting timely hits, and we definitely saw that Saturday night, but we also saw it Sunday, where the Tigers went another 13 innings. And I mean, 26 innings in just 24 hours is just got to be exhausting, and it's not real good for your lineup when you've got two midweek games coming up as well. So you know, I'm glad I'm not a coach in that situation, because that can't be fun to try and manage a bullpen and pitching rotation.
Not as much so with the lineup, because, I mean, you can throw a guy out there and they'll play 50 innings in a row, but for the pitching, the bullpen and the rotation, that's got to be difficult to manage and figure out. But as you all know, we're under strong leadership in Coach Butch Thompson, and I'm sure he'll get it figured out. And speaking of Sunday, Auburn won the ball game 4-3. And the pitching, I mean, anytime you give up 3 runs in 13 innings, you're doing something right. And Auburn, the pitching looked strong on Sunday. It featured four different pitchers: Kyle Gray, Bailey Horn, Richard Fitz, and Jack Owen, who all went at least 2 1/3 innings. So that was great to see all four of those guys come out and answer the call and contribute immediately.
Yeah, and you know, it's great to see these guys go decent innings, especially after Auburn had struggled to really get good numbers out of pitchers the previous 2 games. And I don't know what you can say about Jack Owen. I think that he struggled at times last year, but he was also thrown into the fire at situations. I think Auburn really saw the potential in Jack and said, midweek games are yours. Have fun. Feast or famine, that's all on you. And you can just see that experience helped so much. He got into some jams and got himself out. And I thought he was such a gutsy player on Sunday. And, you know, I had to listen to this game in the car heading back to Florida, and Rod and Paul Ellen just couldn't stop saying the best things about Jack Owen, and it was so much fun to listen to.
Yeah, very, very encouraging outing to see from Jack Owen this early on in the season. Much like Ryan Watson, Jack Owen stepped up as well, and I think probably his career best outing. On top of that, he got his first career win. So that was encouraging to see. But 6 of 9 Tigers had hits, with 4 Tigers having multi-hit games. Judd Ward, Will Holland, Rankin Woley, and Edward Julian all had multi-hit games, including Edward Julian's inside the park home run. And
yeah, tell me about that one, because this is the moment that I wished I was at the ballpark watching. It's not often you see a inside the park home run, especially at Plainsman Park.
Yeah, so we saw Edward stepped up to the plate and took a swing, and at first I really thought, I was like, well, this is just a normal fly out to left field. And then the ball just kept creeping, and eventually our good, great friend, Noah, the left fielder, became very close with him this weekend as well. Great guy. Not really, but but anyways, Noah leaped to try to catch the ball off of the green monster in left field. And, well, let's just say it didn't really go Noah's way. The ball was a little higher than Noah's glove, and it hit the monster. And then after it hit the monster, it hit Noah. And when a ball is traveling that fast, it's going to ricochet pretty far. And it did. It ricocheted pretty far. It ricocheted all the way to the left field, to the fence down the left field line. At that point, we knew Edward was going to have a chance at it. Halfway between about second and third, finally Noah gets over there to the ball to pick it up, and he whiffs on it. He whiffs picking up the ball. That was, and I mean, beautiful sight. At that point, Gabe Gross is in full windmill, waving Edward home for the inside the parker, and the entire stadium is going crazy. And I really don't know what the protocol is there, because normally when they round third, you do War Eagle for like the home run. But I mean, we didn't know if he was going to be safe or not.
Oh, no, you just get home.
Yeah. And really, when you don't know if he's going to be safe or not, it's kind of a weird moment to try to do War Eagle. Most people say that's the most fun play in baseball is the inside the park home run. Just tons of energy brought from that play, and that was a very fun play in the game.
This was a game that shouldn't have gone to extra innings. If there was any blemish on Jatt's performance, it was just letting a guy steal third without looking him back whatsoever, and then allowing him to score on a bad play by the defense. Auburn had, I think, 3 errors in this game alone and 6 total. And those are the things that are really going to cost Auburn this season. And if they're all just routine plays, and that's what Coach Thompson really harps on, is perfecting those routine plays. So hopefully Auburn can start to clean those up, because these future games are going to be a lot tougher.
Yeah, definitely. Not great to see 6 errors from the Auburn Tigers in 3 games this opening weekend. But, I mean, it's the first series of the year, and I'm sure Butch and staff will get the Tigers playing cleaner defense soon enough. But on a real quick note, Steven Williams made a game-saving, diving catch in the 9th inning to continue the game, because the Georgia Southern kid was about 3/4 of the way to third. And if Steven would have dropped the ball, Georgia Southern would have scored and potentially gone ahead and ended the game. But Steven Williams makes a diving catch, which was very to see that out of the sophomore. Summing up this weekend, I mean, what do you think about the bullpen this season, Clint?
Well, I think we kind of hit on that already, that they're very deep, but very young. And there's a lot of talent there. And it's going to be all on the coaching staff and Steve Smith to just follow your gut and put those guys in the best situations and know when to pull them. And just, you can't really afford to really break anybody's confidence. And, you know, I trust his coaching staff that they know when those extremes are and know when to pull players. So it's going to be really fun to see these guys kind of grow into their roles this year. It was pretty evident real early last year on who was going to be a weekender, who was a midweeker, and roles in between those kind of games. But honestly, I don't know where anybody really sits at this point.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how the season plays out from a pitching standpoint as well. I mean, I think that's a good transition into talking about Davis Daniel, his health. He only pitched 2 innings on Friday, and he left the game with forearm tightness, I think is what they said, isn't it, Clint?
Yes, yeah.
With forearm tightness, and anytime you hear that, that's not a good sign.
They've already announced that he's going to visit Dr. James Andrews, and
yes,
you know, that's typically Tommy John's UCL kind of territory, and I mean, you just got to be hoping, and if you're a praying person, pray that it's not that, because I have a real feeling that this season for Auburn baseball is going to be very dependent on a player like Davis Daniel. As Davis goes, so does this team. And to potentially have lost Davis after just 2 innings in the very first game would be a really big hit to this squad.
Headed up to Birmingham to get an MRI. I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but I think it'll be very difficult to see him start a game again this weekend. Because from what I've heard, he's not going to be pitching any bullpens or anything on Tuesday or Wednesday. And then the Tigers leave out to go to Orlando on Thursday. So It'll be interesting to see if Davis Daniel is okay, if he is good to go, how Butch Thompson handles that pitching situation.
Honestly, I don't see Davis pitching at all until maybe the UTSA series, which is the through March 8th. And you know, I don't see him pitching this weekend against Central Florida. I don't see him playing at all against Cincinnati. Maybe at a really tight pitch count at that point, but I think you have to be really careful with him. And you know, honestly, whatever Dr. Andrews says goes, and I would listen to that man for just about anything.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've already talked enough about just the performance from the freshmen this weekend and how they stepped up. You've already addressed how we're going to see a bunch of new faces this season. And we're going to have to go through some growing pains, but I think we have a more talented club than last year.
I would agree with that top to bottom. I think it says a lot when you've got a true freshman and Ryan Bliss starting at second. That's not an easy place to go.
By the way, that is my other co-favorite player. just had to get in real quick.
You can't be cheating on Judd like that.
I love Bliss. I mean, the kid, I watched him in preseason practice. He had a great preseason, and I am thrilled to see what comes out of him this spring.
Well, and Kaysen Howell was playing center, right?
Yeah, I might have to add a third favorite player.
You realize that that's not how this works.
Is that not what the word favorite means? Can you not choose the entire team?
No.
Okay.
But I think, you know, we saw Carson Skipper and Will Morrison and Richard Fitz, and these guys are going to be just instrumental in this pitching depth, I think. And yeah, this team is really young, but there's also a lot of opportunities pretty early on to get them experience. And these two games against Alabama A&M are perfect. No midweek game next week. You've got two midweek games against UT Martin the following weekend. And those are just, you know, these midweek games against, you know, for lack of a better term, lesser quality opponents are your time to, I mean, you have to get those wins, especially for Auburn. Auburn has really struggled before Coach Thompson came here and getting those wins, and that kept them out of postseason play. But you also have to be able to get your players experience. And I am a real big believer in experience brings success. And if at the very least you throw them in for looking towards next year, that's a positive for next year, and that's what you need to do.
Yeah, but I will say, moving on to the next few days, Auburn plays a two-game home series versus Alabama A&M on Tuesday and Wednesday. Both games start at 4 o'clock. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they travel down to Orlando. And Clint and I, along with the head of the E2C network, Kyle Loomis,
our fearless leader.
Yes, our fearless, devoted, great, awesome, amazing leader.
Okay, you don't have to go that far.
Kyle, I need to get paid.
you're at the bottom of the totem pole, buddy. Sorry.
We're going to be making that trip down there to Orlando. Kyle, I was just thinking, let's talk about stopping at the Smoking Pig on the way there. But I'm getting off topic.
Yeah, you are.
But it'll be interesting to see how Auburn handles the rotation this weekend. Just some thoughts. Do we keep Tanner Burns and Kyle Gray going on Saturday and Sunday and then throw a new guy in on Friday night and just pitch by committee? I think that's a good option.
But I don't think it is, because we kind of saw it this weekend that Auburn really put themselves in a bind in the bullpen, having to use four and five players, if not more, throughout each game. And I don't think you can really afford to do that again, even though there are no midweek games next week. But I think you just need to you need to get through Friday and as few pitchers as possible. And Saturday, you've got a little bit more leniency and can be a little tighter in the leash, but you have to have a full disposal on Sunday. And I think that's kind of the, I think that's the philosophy that Butch Thompson kind of brings to his pitching staff of, you know, fewer is best no matter what, but we have to use as many people as possible on Sunday. And I think you do move Tanner to Friday and then just let the rest of the weekend play out. I think you're available to kind of fill in Davis's spot on Sunday and pitch by committee then.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But it'll be interesting to see, no doubt. I guess it is time for Hitchcock Heckler's Players of the Week. was that an okay intro to the Players of the Week? But yeah. I was debating between several guys. I mean, because a lot of guys had really good weekends. Like my man Judd Ward. He's my favorite player. But I had to go a different route. And a guy that we really just didn't really like. I mean, I guess show out to me last year, and I wasn't that high on, but he sure did come in on Sunday and really helped the Tigers to a win, a much needed win at that. Is Jack Owen? Jack Owen went 4 2/3, a 4-hit baseball, no runs, and let me tell you, it was just very encouraging to see. To see out of Jack Owen.
Well, last night, as I was still on Interstate 10 trying to get out of the car finally, I was debating on who to pick, and Jack Owen was the guy in my head. And since you're making notes now, you get first pick this week, and I'm upset that you took him from me. Honestly, nobody else really stood out to me this weekend except one guy. I thought Judd Ward had a really good weekend. We didn't even talk about his big throw out at home plate Friday night, which was Saturday, which was spectacular. But you know, he was pretty feast or famine at the plate. Thought Edward Julian was pretty feast or famine at the plate as well, even with his home run. But I think that my player of the week has to go to Elliot Anderson. Again, another similar player of didn't really show out last year. Probably wasn't what he would have wanted in his season, but he came out and played fantastically Friday night and did just what he needed to do to put Auburn in the win category to start the season off right. Yeah, the bats came alive Friday. But as we saw the rest of the week, you can't just rely on the offense the entire game. So,
yeah,
Elliot had one heck of a season, and I know we were all talking Friday night just how impressive it was.
Yeah, he did four innings with 7 strikeouts. Anytime you get 12 outs and 7 of them are strikeouts, you're doing something right. But I think, like I said, this upcoming week, Auburn baseball, Tuesday at 4 o'clock versus Alabama A&M, Wednesday at 4 o'clock versus Alabama A&M, and then the UCF series is the next weekend. Any thoughts before we leave on that, Clint?
Yeah, I'm excited to go see our football national champions campus and hang out down there for the weekend and looking forward to another good weekend of Auburn baseball.
Yes, I 100% agree with that, and I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I've looked at the weather today. I think the low the entire time we're there is like 67.
Welcome to Florida, my friend.
So I am pumped and thrilled about that. Short and t-shirt weather. So I'm looking forward to it. But I think that'll do it for this time on Hitchcock Hecklers. And I hope you enjoyed it. And until next time.
Before you get out of here, we want to remind you of a couple of things. Head over to e2cnetwork.com, our website where you can find everything that you'll ever need from us, podcasts, blogs, and even ways to help support the show. If you want to find individual episodes, you can download all of these on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. So until we see you again, I want to remind you of one thing, that here at the network, we believe in Auburn and love it. The only question remains, do you?